Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A U.S. official says that Israel has launched a missile strike on Iran overnight. Iranian media say that an unknown object was shot down over the city of Isfahan, and there were no injuries or damage on the ground. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was questioned about the strike by reporters. He would only say the United States did not participate in an offensive military operation. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London. Other global leaders are reacting to the news.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says Israel, quote, absolutely has the right to self-defense. But after a speech in central London, he added,
significant escalation is not in anyone's interest. What we want to see is calm heads prevail across the region.
De-escalation was also the word used by several other leaders, from Germany's chancellor to the head of the European Commission to Italy's foreign minister and a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry. Australia, meanwhile, is urging its citizens to leave Israel and the Palestinian territories if it's safe to do so as Mideast tensions rise. And international airlines are rerouting and canceling some regional flights. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Jury selection resumes this hour in the New York criminal fraud trial of Donald Trump. 12 jurors and an alternate are seated. Yesterday, two seated jurors were excused. One of them said she didn't know if she could remain impartial. That's because she said she feared her identity would be revealed. NPR's Jimena Bustillo says all prospective jurors are being questioned.
The first thing that the judge has been asking is for them to raise their hands if they believe that they cannot be fair and impartial. Nearly 100 people this week raised their hands and were immediately excused. The next question is if they cannot serve for any other reason, and without question, a few others are then dismissed. Then begins the process of reading 42 questions from an agreed-upon questionnaire.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo reporting. Climate change likely will increase the economic value of rooftop solar panels in coming decades. That's according to a new study. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the survey of 2,000 homes finds a warming climate will make solar more valuable in nearly all communities across the U.S.
A changing climate can bring extreme heat and more clouds, which both reduce rooftop solar panel performance, but more sun can also boost generation. Consider the pluses and minuses, and they cancel each other out in some places. Overall, though, University of Michigan professor Michael Craig says climate change will boost the value of solar up to nearly 20% for other reasons.
The key factor here was not so much the change in solar generation. The key factor instead was increased demand of a household because of more air conditioning.
Craig says electricity generated from rooftop solar will get used directly for cooling, which avoids retail utility rates. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on a group of foreign aid bills over the weekend. Some House Republicans do not want to pass aid for Ukraine. A faction of Republicans are angry at House Speaker Mike Johnson for spearheading this legislation. They want him to step down because of it. Pop star Taylor Swift has just dropped her 11th album. It provides more fodder for fans of one of the world's biggest recording artists. NPR's Amy Held reports there are more than 24 new tracks.
From the tortured poets department.
With the new album, The Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift's era of pop dominance endures. Spotify says it broke a record for pre-saves before it had even dropped. Fortnite. Featuring Post Malone is the first single. The album apparently leaked early, though some Swifties said they'd await the official release to listen. Now Swift says it's a secret double album because she had so much tortured poetry, there are 15 extra songs, leaving fans to parse her lyrics about love's lost.
I'm pissed off you let me give you all that youth for free.
Swift resumes her career-spanning Eras tour in Europe next month. Amy Held, NPR News.
Rock guitarist Dickie Betts has died of cancer and pulmonary disease, according to his manager. He was 80 years old. Betts co-founded the Southern rock band the Allman Brothers. He wrote the group's biggest hit, Ramblin' Man. Betts was a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
If you're a business owner, you know these sounds mean sales. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. Whether you're fulfilling orders from your home office or warehouse, Stamps.com helps you stress less about mailing and shipping and spend more time doing what you love most. Listening to ASMR. I mean, growing your business. But as you grow, so does the need for efficiency. Stamps.com simplifies your shipping and mailing process. Import orders from wherever you sell online. Find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times. Instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers. And buy shipping and mailing supplies when you run low. Save time and money on mailing and shipping. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.